It's been a long time coming. But tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
Via Atlantic City.
Ladies and gentlemen, your new Miss America is Miss New York!
The dawn of American leadership is at hand.
Her name is Nina Davuluri, and this Indian American is the new Miss America. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Nina Davuluri is clearly aware she's making history.
I'm on a mission. Miss America has always been the girl next door, but Miss America is evolving, and she's not going to look the same anymore.
Some on Twitter didn't get the memo. There were reams of abuse like Miss America right now or Miss Al-Qaeda. Or how can you be Miss America and look like you should be a gas station clerk or motel owner? Indians are of course in a self-righteous lather about this blatant racism. But here's the ugly truth. Nina Davuluri can be Miss America, but she could never be Miss India or even Miss Indian American Fremont. She's just too dark. As Lakshmi Chaudhary, senior editor at First Post, says.
Look, dark skin may play as exotic in the West, but in India, we prefer our beauty queens strictly vanilla, preferably accessorized with blue contact lenses so they can look as white as possible.
This is the land of fair and lovely, where TV blares ad after ad to help Indians turn a whiter shade of pale.
Wow, itna nikhar? Kya lagaya?
Fair and lovely and fair and lovely.
There are even creams to whiten the vagina, keep those privates clean, protected, and just radiating fairness. And men don't have to feel left out. Cricketers and film stars are advertising fair and handsome creams. This is $400 million worth of business. The Dark is Beautiful campaign is a very small David trying to fight a very large Goliath with spots like this one.
Want it fair, complexion bright. Porcelain complexion bride seeks handsome male. Ah, fairness cream. Get fair in 10 days. How about that? Amazing, isn't it? Like a zebra needs a change of stripes. Ridiculous.
Kavita Emmanuel of the Dark is Beautiful campaign says if you're dark in India, there are certain jobs that will be that much harder to get into.
For instance, a front desk job or job as an air hostess or an actor, for instance, you know, definitely there is a bias towards, you know, wanting fair-skinned, you know, people, modeling industry, fashion industry, so people say that fair is beautiful.
Luckily, though, Davuluri performs something described as Bollywood classical fusion dance at the pageant. She does not list Bollywood as a career ambition.
I'm a student. I studied brain behavior and cognitive science at the University of Michigan, planning on going to med school. I'm kind of a nerd.
That's different from our Miss Indias, says Lakshmi Chaudhary.
Now, in India, you have high fashion models who are indeed dark-skinned. But the point about beauty pageants is that they serve as a launching pad for a Bollywood career. So they're not planning to be doctors or scientists or anything else.
Will the ripples of Nina Davuluri's great victory be that moment of great change India's first Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru talked about in 1947, the final unshackling of colonial chains?
A moment comes when an age ends, and when the soul of a nation, long suppressed, finds utterance.
I wouldn't count on it. Davuluri is smart and funny.
How many beauty queens does it take to change a light bulb? Just one.
But it's going to take a lot more than one beauty queen to change a billion people's color bias. Unfair, but true. But at least we'll always have Atlantic City. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.